Six Nations Elected Council and Six Nations Youth Council announced plans to build upon its current working relationship in efforts to better prepare youth who showcase interest in becoming involved in community politics. During the January 13th General Council meeting, Six Nations Youth Council discussed with Six Nations Elected Council ways the two organizations can work together in order to get youth community members prepared better for stepping into politics. During the discussion, talks of creating a new youth council that would fall under the Six Nations Elected Council umbrella were discussed, with Councillor Dean Hill explaining why that idea was up for discussion.
The initial discussion about creating a youth council was to be the political body for the vision and council, because coming into this position on myself, there is no orientation. It's you got to hit the ground running. So what kind of body can we create which then prepares their future generations to then take the seats that are going to be available years down the line? Not only that, but how does it become structured in a way where it puts you right into the seat where we are right now? Because right now there's a lot of historical knowledge that people are going to be taking with them in elections to come. So how do we create a body that mimics what we have right now dealing with political issues and moving forward? So that was the original idea, to then create something along those lines from the council side of things.
Mark Hill, former Six Nations elected chief and one of the founding members of Six Nations Youth Council, which was created in 2014, explained some of the history behind the Youth Council and its desire to remain independent of both Six Nations elected council and also the Haudenosaunee Confederacy Chiefs Council, both governing bodies of the Six Nations Reserve.
This has been a topic that has been at this table for a number of years. As you can recall, Chief, we've had multiple discussions in terms of elder representation in addition to young people, youth representation, and how we could establish roles, you know, maybe whether it be an advisory role to begin with, to at least to say, you know, because when I first got elected, and I could feel your pain, Dean, because there wasn't much orientation when I was elected either. And I think that was something, you know, that we were looking to build upon. But the beauty of the Youth Council was that it remained independent, as we are, as we recognize there are two governing bodies in this community. The Youth Council at that time, and mind you, it was established in 2014 with Chelsea Johnson and myself, and as well as the logo and the branding that was all created was done by a young person in this community as well. So we asked for guidance at that time of the young people and what they wanted to see. And at that time, they wanted to remain independent. They didn't want to see a young person come to say, well, just because you're under the elected council, that means, you know, I don't want to go, you know, may not agree at times with the issues the elected council are doing. So let's remain independent. And that goes vice versa with the traditional council.
The Youth Council says although its desire to remain independent has not changed, financial help from elected council would be welcomed. Six Nations Councillor Dean Hill shared some options for elected council to provide that support while also having the Youth Council maintain independence from Six Nations elected council.
I think moving forward, some of the solutions we can do, considering that in you mentioned the funding and those type of things, the funding does have to be tied somewhere from the council side of things, and I know you know that as well. So maybe there can be an MOU established between the council and the youth council to then keep it at arm's length or away from the council, but at the same time, there has to be a relationship with the funding.
Mark Hill responded to those options, stating that the community's youth members cannot be broadly grouped under one department's funding, maintaining his stance for the Youth Council to remain at distance from Six Nations elected council.
Our youth are bigger than a department, right? You know, you look at youth programming from a parks and recreation perspective, you look at youth programming from a Department of Well-being perspective, and now you look at it from a social services perspective, and they each probably have differing perspectives. However, what is the common ground? Young people, right? Giving them that ability to use their voice. And so I think it's much bigger than just a singular department. It's looking to break down silos and barriers amongst internal, but it's also looking at that relationship and what it means of how we're either advising or looking, you know, if there's a the big child family services agreement, for example. Yes, a lot of young people have been impacted, but that doesn't mean everybody is part of that specific agreement. Right? There's still many other factors when it comes to young people. So I think that's something that maybe could be further discussed and defined.
Six Nations Youth Council's Dominique Bomberry says the Youth Council is still open to maintaining communication with Six Nations Elected Council to enhance its services to better serve the youth in the community, and says input from Six Nations Elected Council is always welcomed.
Just having that open dialogue as well, too, in order to, like, understand, like, what it is, what are the other opportunities that we can in order to work together, and what capacity that means. Like, to Dean, your point about talking about, like, wanting people to come in and have that experience to be able to take over these seats, that's a discussion that we can definitely have together to talk about what that looks like based off of the Youth Council and what they would like to see and our members would like to see, but also what we're hearing from the community as well too. And from your side, like, you guys bring expertise as well too, and experience that is valuable to us as we look forward.
Six Nations Councillor Melba Thomas moved a motion to have Six Nations Elected Council and its departments to work with the Youth Council to create a plan moving forward between Elected Council and the Youth Council and other youth voices in the community.
I would make a motion that the community committee organize all the departments which are relevant to youth voices on Six Nations and come up with a comprehensive plan that involves all the youth that is necessary to carry the voices to this table, to the community, and elsewhere.
Six Nations Councillor Greg Frazier showed his support for a better working relationship with Six Nations Youth Council and spoke on the importance of having a strong youth voice from Six Nations to be heard not only throughout Ontario, but nationally as well.
I had the opportunity, Mark, to attend one of the Youth Council national conference meetings, and I saw how important it is for our youth to get us known across Canada, because as you know, with all of the areas, whether it is child and family services, whether it's our water issues, whether it's our education, well, because you have a voice in all of those things that will affect us, even not only us, but affect nationally, because their voices are really listened to, you know, as well as our elders as well. But I always found that Six Nations being the largest First Nation, that we should always have a strong voice. And I know Mark has been there, and he's spoken on our behalf, and people do listen. They do listen to Six Nations. And it would be, your input would be very valuable as we expand actually the knowledge of us across, not only in Ontario, but across Canada. So I think you're a vital part of our community. And I think that you're going to have a strong voice for us.
Six Nations Chief Sherry Lynn Hill says she will be meeting with the Youth Council, along with Councillor Dean Hill, to formulate a better working relationship with the Youth Council and to have a stronger voice heard at the youth level for the Six Nations community.
I echo everybody's words here. And I think what we've seen, when we've seen out there, that we need more representation from Six Nations. And I totally agree. So what I can say for right now, and with the resolution, we'll set up a meeting with myself and with Dean, and we'll go forward to get you some more information regarding the resolution. But we'll straighten all that out and build that relationship better. Can always do better, and bring you on board more, and I think for your voice.
Yeah.
But even we'll discuss more how we can even maybe what you're doing to let the community know to put you on council.
Mm-hmm.
We'll discuss more of those kinds of things.
I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of Original Civic News.